We've heard from the two incumbent candidates for the District 9 Champaign County Board seats. Now we hear from the challengers, Bob Kirchner and Lisa Bell.
My name is Bob Kirchner. I am a Democratic candidate for County Board in District 9 in Urbana. I graduated from the University of Illinois College of Law, and I practice law in Champaign County now for over 20 years. I served District 9 on the County Board previously from 2001 to 2004, initially by appointment to fill a vacancy in 2001, and then by election in 2002 to serve a two-year term. During that time, as part of a united Democratic majority, we were able to pass laws to provide a living wage to all county employees, to prohibit employment discrimination, to establish a county enterprise zone to attract new businesses and jobs, and to pass a balanced budget each year. I served on the board of the County Health Department and voted to fully support their programs. As the chair of the County Nursing Home Subcommittee, I supported the referendum funding nursing home construction, and I worked for its successful passage. My running mate, Lisa Bell, and I are gratified to have had the endorsements of the overwhelming majority of local Democratic leaders who believe that we will better represent Democratic values on the county board than our opponents. The District 9 Democratic incumbents, Wysocki and Beckett, were elected county board chair and vice chair by board Republicans without the endorsement of their colleagues on the county board, other elected Democrats, and the agenda over the past year reflects that. In November of 2004, LaShunda Hambrick and I brought forward a contract for a racial disparity study. We believed the county was not making an adequate effort to hire minority firms on county construction projects. While board Democrats approved the contract for the study, our opponents voted with board Republicans to block it. Without a competent disparity study, the county is legally prohibited from taking affirmative, race-conscious steps to increase minority participation, and the facts show that the county still has a poor record. Of the $20 million in construction contracts for the county nursing home, just $324,000 was awarded to minority contractors. That amount included things like temporary snow fencing, temporary fencing around the construction site, and the providing of dumpsters. It is only 1.6% of the total, and it demonstrates the need for a professional independent review by a recognized and competent authority to provide legally effective remedies for fairness in hiring minority contractors. We need to restore intergovernmental cooperation on road funding for the heavily used fringe roads closest to the cities, like Curtis Road. Our opponents voted with Republicans to cap spending and to cut off funding for any new joint road projects. This could hamper development and the future tax base growth in Urbana. The county must be a responsible partner in using motor fuel tax dollars from city residents in order to fairly fund these key roads. We also need to resume the record of fiscal responsibility that existed during the 3 years I served on the board. The budgets that we passed were balanced. Our opponents have instead passed a budget that reflects a $10 million deficit. This election on March 21st is about the future of the Democratic majority and the county board. In the March 21st Democratic primary, voters will have a clear choice. Lisa Bell and I, Bob Kirchner, will better serve Urbana constituents of District 9, and on those issues where there are differences in philosophy between board Republicans and board Democrats, our views have and will reflect the philosophy of Democratic voters. We invite you to find out more about our campaign at our website, www.countyboard9.com, www.countyboard9.com. Thank you for your support.
From Bob Kirchner, we turn to the second challenger in the county board primary race,